C6. Number 13A.
So we go on to the next vertical, to the Christ chapters. The first one is Animal Magnetism Unmasked. It's, as you know, a very short chapter, and therefore we find here very few references. But they all have, again, a similar tone. I just read you some passages. Animal magnetism does not alleviate or cure disease. Animal propensities are no healing qualities. The criminal misuse of human willpower is no healing method. All the same. Just more or less stating that animal magnetism is not a healing agent, not the true healing agent. Because you know that Mrs. Eddy came from Quimbyism, and there where she was acquainted with animal magnetism, and she herself got quite a good healing, though not a lasting one. But she could see that animal magnetism could temporarily help people and cure people temporarily. But that she could see that finally it is not a healing power. This is quite interesting, because what did actually Quimby do? He really established what he said, the truth, in the minds of the patients. He argued the truth to establish the truth in the minds of the patients. And you can see that this is very similar, or it sounds, very similar to actually Christian Science treatment. Because you remember how we saw in the chapter on practice that that second part was truth and mind, doing what? Establishing the truth in the minds of the patient. The difference is that for Quimby, the truth was his sense of truth. In Christian Science, it is God truth. And the difference is that with Quimby, he established the truth in the minds of people, small m. Whereas in Christian Science, we establish the truth through the divine mind. So the difference is just capitalization, outwardly. Naturally, the essence is such a big difference. It's a very big difference if it's the truth that is absolute is established, or if it's our sense of truth that is established. So our sense of truth is animal magnetism. And therefore, we must see that this kind of arguing for the truth is not a healing agent, a real healing agent. Could we perhaps just summarize that as an epitome and say, animal magnetism is not a true healing agent? Yes? We come to the next chapter. Science, theology, medicine, a long chapter with a lot of references on healing. And as I am going on to read to you, you at once detect the great newness that enters in here. A completely different aspect of healing is shown here. But this chapter is rather long and there's a lot of references, it's good for us to break it down into those three parts of science, theology, medicine, and consider those three parts separately first, And actually, when one studies them first, one feels they have not much in common on the first go, and then suddenly one sees that they have everything in common. So one always has to use a very honest investigation, not to have a preconceived idea or preconceived notion what should be in it, or that it should be all the same, but just analyze it honestly. And so I take first the chapter or the subchapter on science, and there she says what? Now just listen, if you hear the great difference compared with everything we had up to now. Here she speaks of the absolute divine principle of scientific mental healing, of the divine principle of healing is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christian Science designates the scientific system of divine healing. It speaks about the discovery of this divine science of mind healing. It speaks about the science of mind healing, in which only mind can truly testify. Did we have that before? Not at all. What does she say here constantly in that chapter on science? Constantly really says that science sets forth the principle of healing and its application. Constantly saying for the first time, there is a principle of healing. Or Christian Science presents the principle of healing. I would never have believed it before that it takes her 120 pages before she tells us that there is a principle of divine healing. We would have thought she would say that in the very first chapter already, or at least in the second or third or fourth, that Christian Science has a divine principle of healing and that it states the science of healing. Nothing of that sort. Can you see how we are awakened through this study to a great differentiation of subjects? And therefore, through that differentiation, we begin to see also the way how to approach, and the method how to approach a subject like this. So, say, if we just take this very sub-chapter, we would perhaps say, perhaps you can make a note just for yourself, and afterwards we make an epitome into the box. But just to remember, you see, perhaps, that here in that first part on science, she says that Christian Science sets forth the divine principle of healing. That Christian Science sets forth the principle, or the divine principle of healing. So let's keep that in mind, especially as we go now to the next subtitle, theology, and you will feel that she doesn't repeat that anymore, that she takes up the subject quite differently. But later on we'll see why. Here, in this chapter on theology, she mostly refers healing to the Christ, or mostly to Jesus. Jesus here is really shown to exemplify healing. To exemplify naturally what? That's what we had in the first subtone, in science. So that we can see, oh, that's why she takes in Jesus and shows that Jesus heals, in order to show that the principle of healing set forth in the part of science is that principle which Jesus used to demonstrate his healing. Just listen to all the things she says about Jesus. She says here about the theology of Jesus, that Jesus healed, that healing follows the understanding of the divine principle of the Christ Spirit. You see, that Jesus' healing followed really the understanding of the divine principle. Can you see? It follows the chapter on science, the part on science. That he healed in demonstration of truth. More or less for the first time she introduces truth as the healing power. We wouldn't have thought that way, huh? It says that he established a precedent of all healing, that Christ heals as the Messiah, as the Spirit of truth, life and love. They heal mentally. Life, truth, love is the healer of the sick. To be Christ-like, to possess the Christ Spirit, to follow the Christ example, all that, she says, heals. Healing is not ecclesiastical, just the opposite. Contrast, thank you. She contrasts, naturally here, the Christ healing, Christ Spirit healing, to ecclesiastical attempts of healing, and says ecclesiasticism cannot heal. So in theology, what do we find here about healing? That she shows that Jesus' theology actually demonstrated in a way that principle of healing in Christian Science, and showed that he would heal on the basis of truth. Perhaps we just make a note for ourselves first. Theology shows healing through the Christ Spirit. Healing through the Christ Spirit, comma, the truth power. The truth power. Truth hyphen power. Yes. So in this way, Jesus exemplified that he had that spirit of Christian Science, of the first part, that he had that Christ spirit and healed through the truth power. But then we come to the third part, medicine. And here we get a lot of references on healing, as we can figure it out. And here we find that she mostly deals with three synonymous terms, namely with principle, with mind, and with truth. And this is very interesting. You see, in the fourth chapter, she was dealing through spirit as mind. Spirit as mind reading. But here, it is mostly to exemplify what? What did she say in science? She said, Christian Science presents the divine principle of healing. She didn't say what that principle of healing is in the first part. She only showed in the second part on theology that Jesus did heal on the basis of this divine principle, because he had the Christ Spirit. And now in medicine she shows what that principle is, and shows that that principle of healing is what? Truth, mind. Or mind, truth. Mind, the medicine. Truth, the remedy. You are quite, I think, in agreement with me when you say, when I say, now, in the first part of science, she said that Christian Science presents the divine principle of healing, that you say, oh, that's wonderful, the divine principle, yes, let's get the principle. But we would ask at once, what is that principle? Just by saying that it presents the principle and not knowing what the principle of healing is. And what is the principle of healing? What does heal? And we know that so well that it is truth and mind. That the remedy of truth uses the medicine of mind in order to heal. That's the principle of healing. Truth, mind. So, let me just quote a few references to substantiate this. Really to show that the, what she calls that, the recognized principle of healing is mind. Here, in connection with principle, she says, the principle and rule of divine healing remain to be discovered. Again, she doesn't say what it is. She says, the textbook contains the complete science of mind healing. So here we begin to hear that this principle of healing is a mind healing. That the recognized principle of healing is mind. And all the references on mind. She says that it is the potency and dignity of divine mind and its efficacy to heal. That the human mind needs the infinite mind to heal. That mind heals organic and functional disease. That mind outweighs drugs in the cure of disease. That the requisite power to heal is in mind. Can you hear that very distinctly? It's unmistakable. You never heard that before. We never had it in the first five chapters. Or in connection with truth, because if it heals through mind, we know very well that that mind must know the truth about the case. That not every medicine is the remedy. That we know very well from ordinary medicine. That if the doctor gives us a medicine that can kill us off, and instead of healing us, if he doesn't give the right medicine adapted to the case, it is that medicine is not the remedy. Can you see that? That only that medicine which is right for the case is a remedy. Therefore, we also in the divine, we have that combination of mind and truth as a principle of healing. She says that mind, through truth, subdues the belief, the human belief in disease. That's very typical. That mind, through truth, subdues the human belief in disease. Truth, Christ, heals the sick. In scientific healing, truth controls error. Truth saves from sickness. Truth has a healing effect. It is the holy influence of truth in healing the sick. Yeah? Very clear. Why didn't we have that in prayer? Why didn't we have that in Atonement and Eucharist? Nor in marriage? Nor even in spiritualism? Here, only at this point where she gives us Christ science, where she gives us science as the Christ, as the healing, the saving mission, she brings out, therefore, in the first section on science, She brings out that Christian Science presents first the principle of divine healing. Then in theology she shows that Jesus actually demonstrated that principle through the Christ Spirit. Through the Christ Spirit. Why does she introduce now the Christ Spirit? Because the whole first vertical, the first four chapters, have shown us that it must be the Spirit that heals. You see, that it is not a mental healing, a mental system of healing. She did away with the mental system of healing in animal magnetism. Then when the mental system of healing was done away with, she could really say, then it must be the Spirit of the Christ. We are hearing the Christ as the Christ. Must be the Spirit, the whole first column, as the Christ that heals. On the basis of this one principle. What is that one principle? The chapter on medicine says that one principle of healing is truth and mind. And now we see how these three link together. Did I give you an epitome for the medicine? No? Well, we just can say that the principle of scientific healing is that truth heals through mind and not through drugs. That the principle of healing is that truth heals through mind. Yes? Now, if you have this, did you follow? That the principle of healing is that truth heals through mind. Therefore, if we now take these three together, we can see they link together. She just analyzed into its part what? She analyzed it that Christian Science is the principle of healing, that principle of healing is the Christ Spirit, which heals through, in which truth heals through mind. Let's put it perhaps this way. I recapitulate the principle of scientific healing, the principle of scientific healing, P, yes. Yes. Capital P, yes. The principle of scientific healing is the Christ Spirit. Is the Christ Spirit, comma. The truth that heals through mind. The truth that heals through mind. Yes. All right. I think we have here a very characteristic epitome for this chapter. That really here where she presents her discovery of Christian Science, that she also presents really now what is the principle of healing, and says the principle of healing is really truth healing through the mind of Christ. Yes, so we could go on to the next chapter, to physiology.